It's just that I'm taller. I took some of your height. And it is, the pulpit is not doing me any advantage. Praise the Lord. What a word that Isaac gave yesterday. And today I know it was Pastor Lucy. I almost called her Eunice. And I'm just sandwiched in between these great people. And all of them are from Dallas. Praise the Lord. And I'm the only foreigner. But you know I'm not a foreigner? Because God loves foreigners. Amen. Remember when he healed 10 lepers and one came to give God thanks? He said, only the foreigner that has come to give me thanks. So if you feel a bit of a foreigner of late, just know that Jesus is noticing you. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we just feel foreigners when we are doing ministry. I've called meetings and only 4 or 5 people have turned up. But you know that is the moment that God speaks. Because the horse is prepared for the battle. But deliverance comes from the Lord. Amen. Somebody say, I hear you. The horse is prepared for the battle. But deliverance comes from the Lord. Your life will never be the same again. Amen. Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, your word says that we should go into the whole world and share your word to all nations. And I just want to thank you because I pleaded and begged you that, Lord, I will live to see this day. And that is exactly what you've done, O God. And so receive all the praise and glory in the assemblies of the saints. And I pray that, Lord, you may use my tongue like that one of a skillful writer, that I may communicate effectively what you have read in my heart. Father, I want to thank you because of your servant, Evangelist Hilda. She has obeyed to your call. Father, your word says that many are called, but few are chosen. We thank you because of the choice you have made here in Dallas. You have set her, Father, as a woman to influence her generation. I thank you, Father, Lord of glory, because of the courage that you're going to give her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you because, God, you are shifting her, oh God, to an atmosphere that she has never experienced in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you because you are calling forth her season in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you because you are crowning her, Father, with goodness. And she will say that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, oh God, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I decree that any force that is trying to remove her from doing your will, oh God, shall be broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree that, Father, Lord of glory, the spell shall be broken in this conference by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree that doors shall swing open in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree that our faith shall ripen up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree that the whole heaven shall open in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Never shall we walk, Lord, in a closed heaven in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree that, Father, Lord of glory, shall bring forth the spirit of reconciliation in the mighty name of Jesus, that the fathers shall be reconciled with the sons in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you, Father, Lord of glory, because every ligament shall fit to the body in the mighty name of Jesus, because though we are many, we are one body. I decree that, Father, the spirit of one body shall be realized in this conference in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I'm calling forth shifting. I'm calling forth shifting. I'm calling forth shifting. I'm calling forth shifting. That which we cannot see, Father, Lord of glory, in the natural, we embrace it in the spiritual, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I hear the Spirit of God saying, as the man thinketh, so he is. We are going to think as champions. We are going to think as winners. We are going to see first to think ourselves as, Father, who are people who have defeated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God, I give you glory. Shandere bobo bobo kosata. Renda boyande boko si yanda boyande bobo bosa. Renda boyande boko senda. Father, you never change. You change us not, oh God. 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 I scatter each and every united opposition that is trying to come and attack us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We cannot be attacked, because the blood of Jesus Christ is surrounding us and the angels of God are on watch for us in the name of Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, I want you to know that God is bringing his security upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. Materially, we shall not be attacked. Physically, we shall not be attacked. Spiritually, we shall not be attacked. Atmospherically, we shall not be attacked. My goodness, I just see a shift of the air in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We arrest every thought captive to be subject, Father, Lord of glory, to the thought of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I give you glory. I rise in holy anger against the opposition of the enemy. And I declare that, daughters, your time has come. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Say, in Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We don't have many things for so much introduction, but I want to say I'm so indebted to my dear friend, Pastor Isaac, whom we've really grown up together. We are covenant brothers. We've suffered together in the Lord, and we've seen the Lord lifting us. We are not where we were 20 years ago, and definitely 20 years to come, we shall take the nations to the glory of the Lord. Psalms 2:8, the Bible says that, ask unto me nations, and I shall give them to you as inheritances. When I knew definitely I was coming through the assurance of Pastor Isaac, because he was my middleman to Evangelist Hilda, because when you are approaching the oil of an evangelist, you need an apostle. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, I'm not going to deal with her directly. I'm going to use the apostle to assure me whether I'm coming. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why I am here. Praise the Lord. I went and I took 3 days off in a sanctuary. And we just sat. We just slept there. We put our duvets there. We were just praying for Dallas. Praise God. So whatever I'm going to speak to you is what I received when I was doing those 3 days of prayers, because I take mission very seriously.
Amen.
I am not a business person. I'm not a contractor. I'm not a pilot. I am a pastor. Everything that God has given me, it is through the gospel.
Yes.
So I take gospel very seriously.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Right.
I may take other things rightly, but when it comes to the gospel, I take it seriously.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so I just want to humbly say thank you so much, Evangelist Hilda. And we are behind this vision.
Amen.
We are behind you for a long haul. You are not alone. Let the devil say another thing. But for that one, I want you to know that you are not alone. We have agreed with my brother, and we are going to support you until you stand on your feet.
Amen.
Because you have an assignment in this city.
Yes.
When a watchman sleeps, I'm telling you, the city will be attacked. You are a watch person of
yes.
this city of Dallas.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Every preacher that comes to ministry, whether foreigner or local, they are actually relying on the prayers you make for this city. That is how important God has raised you, and we must honor the anointing. Praise the name of the Lord. In the book of Luke chapter 5, I just want to throw with the theme, swing your faith into action.
Yes.
And I just want to do part one today, and then tomorrow I'm going to finish. Today is going to be a bit detailed. Tomorrow is going to be a bit easy. Praise God. Luke chapter 5, I want you to know that faith is visible. Faith is visible. And I want to come from that angle whereby we can show what our faith is doing to us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In Hebrews 11, the Bible says that now faith is. So anything that is can be defined and can be touched. In fact, it's called an evidence of things not seen. Praise God.
Amen.
So faith is visible. It is tangible. Jesus would say, where is your faith? According to your faith, you've been healed. 3 times Jesus Christ was marveled. He was marveled at the presence of people's faith, especially in the centurion and the Syrophoenician woman. Because of their faith, Jesus was marveled. It took Jesus aback that they had faith. He was also marveled because of lack of faith. When he realized that the disciples did not have faith, he said, where is your faith? He was also marveled because of the dismal of faith, or the meagerness or the smallness of people's faith. O ye of little faith. So faith is, Jesus Christ has moved, whether you have got faith, whether you have got no faith, whether you have got little faith. I would rather he get moved because of my big faith.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, I'm going to have my muscle flex of faith.
Amen.
Praise God. Big faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't want to walk in small faith or no faith. I want to walk on big faith.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I say praise God.
Amen.
He told, the centurion told him, don't even come. Between you coming in my house, that man will die. Just say a word now, and my servant will be healed. Did you know Jesus said a word? According to the faith of the centurion, he said, I have searched all over Israel, and I have not seen such faith.
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
I pray that you will swing your faith, which is tangible.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So in Luke chapter 5, verse number 17, The Bible says that now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there was Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by whom he had, who had come out from every city of Galilee, Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, who they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the rooftop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said, Jesus, when he saw their faith, he said. So when Jesus sees your faith, I say when Jesus sees your faith,
yes,
he speaks.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So the moment you start swinging your faith, that is when God will say.
Oh, wow.
And you know when God says, when he said to the centurion, when he said, say a word, he said a word and the servant was healed instantly. So when God starts saying things on you, because of things of faith, things will start happening.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So this conference, we are daring you. We are daring you. I'm telling my iPad here not to shut down. You know, you can program it. I've told it never. Somebody say never. So it gives you 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Now I've told it never. Praise God. So it should not shut me down when I'm speaking. So Jesus sees. And when he sees you swinging your faith, then he speaks.
Yes.
I pray that he will speak something on you.
Hallelujah.
Man, he spoke on me, I got a wife. Because he saw that my faith. He spoke on me, then I started moving to the nations. When he speaks on you, whatever you are trusting God on, he will give you. But he must see your faith. He saw men had all the trouble of removing the tiles and bringing that sick person. These were crazy men on the feet of Jesus Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
I say, praise God.
Amen.
We are told that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. The quantity of the word you hear. And hearing is different from listening. Some of us, we listen, but God wants us to hear.
Oh, yeah.
My mother would beat me because of not hearing her. Why didn't you hear me? Many times. Until I start hearing her. Praise God.
Amen.
She would speak, but I could not hear. Why do you have ear? I'm speaking, and you can hear me with this from this ear, and then it's coming from the other one. So when you hear, nothing comes out. It stays there.
Mm.
Praise God. Yes. No wonder David said that once you have spoken, twice I have heard you.
Yes.
Praise God. Mm. I pray that we will hear the word of God.
Yes.
And when we hear the word of God, we speak. When we speak that word, God sees our faith. When God sees our faith, then he just says something on us.
Yes.
And our servant will be healed.
That's right.
Our bank account will be rich.
Mm.
Our name shall change.
Yes.
There shall be a shift of atmosphere.
Yes.
Because of the quantity of the word that we hear.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God.
Mm.
The trouble I have, Apostle, is that even devils, they hear.
Mm.
And they have faith. So we are competing with the devils. Demons. Even here in Dallas, there are some demons. London, there are some demons. So when we are hearing, they are also hearing. In fact, the Bible says that they don't hear. They not only hear, but they also tremble. Not many people tremble nowadays. But them, they tremble. They cannot wait. You know, when you are trembling, you are boiling because you want to do something. They are on the ruse because they have got more faith of what God is going to do to us than we have got more any faith that God is going to do to us.
Oh,
that's why they are just on the roof. They are just mad because they have heard God speaking what they will do to us. So they tremble. We don't. I just want you to change your mindset that they have faith that they can attack you and they succeed. When they wake up in the morning, they have got faith that they can make you sick and you'll be sick. That's why they cannot wait. They are just trembling because they are on the assignment. And we need to swing our faith.
Yes.
they have got faith that they can make you remain depressed because you don't have a husband. Remain like that forever. It's as if like being single is a stigma. Some men, they were made eunuch by men. Others were made eunuch. This is serious. By God. Others, they were born eunuch. You must identify where you are. Are you man-made, self-made, or God-made? Somebody say, I'm God-made. Praise God.
Amen.
I say, praise God.
Amen.
So they tremble because they cannot wait to come and attack you. So you are competing with the devils to believe, but I pray that your faith shall be stronger.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Your faith shall be stronger. Oh, Jesus told Peter, the enemy. Somebody, I'm not coming to scare you, Dallas. You are big enough to be scared. I come from a small city called London. Dallas is big. Praise God. Everything is big here. May your faith be big too.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I say praise God.
Amen.
I want you when you get out here, you believe God for things. Because faith is the ability to trust God, but it is also the energy that God endows to somebody to just do stuff that an ordinary person cannot do. That's why somebody like Samson could just carry an iron gate that needs big trucks. He would carry it to the mountaintop. You are going to lift things in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
I say you shall lift. I don't know what happened when you come to you to this Western country. We start complaining our backache. So today is too much health and safety. You will lift things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look at yourself and tell yourself, I hear you. Praise God. I see you lifting things, shifting up things, doing stuff in your family, moving out here courageously, saying I'm sick and tired of being employed, I'm going to employ myself in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God dropping entrepreneur mind in you, doing stuff for the glory of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Because you cannot believe and the devil believe. One of us has to believe. The room is too small to contain too many people. It is my room in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I refuse that in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Amen.
You have to believe God no matter what. You have to. Whether you are 40 plus, you must believe God.
Yes.
Whether you live in a condominium, you have to believe God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You should not lose your faith just because circumstances are happening. Because the Bible says that a man of faith or a woman of faith does not walk by on the things that he sees. He walks on the things that he does not see. Praise God. Hallelujah. If all what God is going to give us is what we can see with our eyes, then we are lost. Praise God. But the Bible says that he made kingdoms and thrones, such we see with our eyes, and others we don't see. And for what I don't see, that is what endures. Because the Bible says that what I see with my eyes shall come to an end, or it kind of gravitates, or it just loses value every day. But what I don't see remains eternal.
That's right.
So we must move from the physical. Oh, how was the meeting? There were only 4 or 5 people. That is physical mind. Who was preaching? Oh, this is another skinny man from London, because I'm skinny comparing to the people here. Praise God.
Amen.
I say praise God.
Amen.
My dear ladies and gentlemen, we don't walk by what we see. Sometimes even when it's so much trouble in my family, I speak like a child of a king.
Yes.
And I tell my wife, you don't know what will happen between our driving from one telephone post to the other.
That's right.
You don't know. You cannot predict what God will do.
Mm. Yeah.
So don't judge me by how things are.
That's right.
I married you. And we have 2 children. I will make sure that you have gone to the throne of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That one, I will trust God more for that than for what we don't have. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You stand up and you just tell the devil, I'm not going to interpret the situation by what I'm seeing.
That's right.
Yes, because I don't walk by sight.
Yeah.
People who walk by sight, they are called carnally minded people.
Mm.
Praise God. Just because you don't have electricity in your house. We sometimes in London, we use what we call pay-as-you-go electricity. And one day my son comes and tells me, oh, daddy, there is no electricity. But my neighbor has got electricity. And he has got dogs. He doesn't go to church. Why should my neighbor have electricity and yet she has got dogs and she does not go to church? And here I am, a child of God, have got no electricity, and I pray God every day, fast every day, and I've got no electricity. I refuse to walk by sight. Praise God.
Amen.
I say praise God.
Amen.
I am speaking to you because sometimes you are on your last dollar in your pocket and you're wondering, how am I going to manage? You will manage because the earth belongs to the Lord and the fullness thereof. That is what will make you manage. Praise God. The amount of the word you confess in the time of your scarcity, that is what will determine who you'll be in the years to come.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Touch your neighbor, tell your neighbor,
I hear him.
Matthew 11, verse number 12, the Bible says that from the time of John the Baptist until now, Matthew 11, 12, from the time of John the Baptist, it's for you to calculate how many years are those. I'm not a mathematician. From the time of John, God is telling you that you forget what your problem, which is only 1 month old. Or six, from the time of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was killed by Herod. But God is saying, from the time of John the Baptist, there is no Herod who is chasing you. You look peaceful. Praise God. From the time of John the Baptist, today you ate breakfast. John the Baptist was eating grasshoppers. He was wearing only one skin. I can see people who are beautiful here. Candidates of blessing. From the time of John the Baptist. The only time he was caught in a party, he died. From the time of John the Baptist, imprisoned until he forgot who Jesus was. Oh. Jesus had to remind people, go and tell him, that the blinds are seeing.
Yes.
Praise the name of God. Don't lose faith. From the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God is for the militant people.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, what is scaring you?
Scaring?
You are supposed to be militant. God is rewarding militant people. People who don't give a damn on what the enemy is doing behind their sin. Praise God. Oh. Paul told Timothy, nobody who signs to be a military person and then he pokes his nose on the civilian's affairs. The civilian's affairs has made us suffer. You cannot go if you have got a civilian mind.
That's right.
It is tricky and it's terrible. Because the enemy is on the roost. He is not looking for people who are just trembling and shaking. Tetemeka. Here and there because of something that you cannot actually avoid it. It's just there. We used to worry when we went to Europe because of immigration people writing letters to you that they are going to deport you. Deport who? Deport who? Praise God. And I'm there on assignment. Are they powerful than God? They took us to court, let me tell you, and I'm just there listening to the judge. And then the judge said, Nikki Mrodia Monake, what are you asking? What are you? What is troubling you? What is wrong with you? Such a young man, and he is a pastor. That is what the judge asked the queen, because it was Kemani versus the queen. Praise God. Praise God. What is wrong with you? Because the judge asked, are you a pastor? Let me hear your story. Let me tell you, I spoke like a new radio with new batteries. When you are given a chance, you speak. That man had to stop me. Because I spoke until my wife was telling me, oh my days, what did you say? I spoke, my friend. You don't have to go to a law school to speak. You've been given a chance by the court. I spoke everything that my mother taught me. Oh, Lord, may God give us strength to speak before the throne of the Lord. Because he is the King of kings and the Judge of judges. And he's saying, speak. Hallelujah. Sema. And you are just there keeping quiet. Prayer is a chance for you to speak. Before the judge. And tell God, now this one must be judged. For some of you have suffered because of your own ignorance. But my people perish because of lack of no knowledge. Knowledge is here now. Divine and heavenly knowledge. Praise God. Daras, we are with you for a long time. I will not let you go.
Amen.
Until I see you standing.
Yes.
I will keep on coming until I see you standing.
Yes.
If Hilda is not doing a meeting, another person is doing a meeting, I come. If not so, I send my gift. If not so, I send my people. This city must awake. It is a sleeping giant. It is a sleeping
giant.
The potential in this city should be heard in China. Praise God. God did not bring us here just only to get the green leaves. Doras. What is Doras? How many money have you earned since you came here? The Bible says that he that chases money chases wind. Yes. Paul said, I have learned to abound and to abase. So never judge yourself by what you have and what you don't have. And you, people especially, I want to challenge people from Kenya because we want to regard ourselves by the building we make back home. Let me tell you, If you don't build the kingdom of God, you will never enjoy those buildings.
Right.
Let us build the kingdom of God. Amen. Let us build our own dear sister here to make sure that this ministry has an impact to what is happening in the church.
That's right.
Praise God. Evangelistic ministry is not something to fight. It is something to embrace because it's the factory of the church growth.
That's right.
It is a factory. You don't shut down the factory.
No.
Especially such a good factory.
Yes.
Put your hands together for my dear sister.
Hallelujah.
And so military people, they don't beg. Sometimes you find ourselves begging the devil. They say, "You have to rise up with a holy anger and tell the devil, I want my goods. And I want them now." When we were young, we used to live next to a Russian man. And he used to have guavas bearer. And we would jump the fence and go and steal. Let me tell you, that man, his voice alone, because he used to have a big compound, and he would shout from far, like about 4 acres of land. He would shout from the roof of his house and say, "Hey!" And what would happen? All of us would just fall down because of the voice. Because one, the thing we are doing is wrong. And somebody has got command over his tree. And here we are. All you just need to do is to shout to the devil and tell him, "Hey!
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I need back my dignity.
Yes.
Hey! I need back my children.
Amen.
Hey! I need back..." Am I scaring you?
No.
Praise God. "Hey! I need back my money."
Yes.
All you just need to do is to wake up one morning and say, "Enough is enough."
Yes.
A military person does not beg.
Mm.
Praise God. He uses authority. And you know what the Bible says?
That
all power and authority has been given unto me. As my Father has sent me, so have I sent you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You have authority.
Yes.
This is not a Catholic church. This is God-given powerhouse.
Yes.
To send people with authority.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. An evangelistic ministry is whereby people are connected to the power.
Yes.
This is power.
Mm.
Praise God. Mm. Nowadays, evangelists are dying. Evangelistic ministry is dying, and it's the very lifeline of the church.
Yes.
We are killing the thing that we are supposed that is supposed to come and save us. Why do you kill your doctors? Why do you kill your midwives? Why do you kill your teachers? We need to bless this ministry.
Amen.
We need to put our finances in this ministry. We need to pray for Evangelist Hilda so that we may enjoy the wealth and the prosperity of this city.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I say praise God.
Amen.
The other thing you have also decide, you have to decide when you are going to die or you are going to live. Or you just want, you have to decide whether you will live. Jesus said that I came that you may have life and life have it in full. Some of us, we just shoot ourselves every day by the words that we say. I have refused to die in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In 2009, the enemy wanted to kill me. I went to Kenya to do some ministry. And I extended my ticket. And the day I extended my ticket, after paying so much money, that day we were carjacked at gunpoint. 9 people with 9 guns. And we were thrown in a car boot. You call them trunk here, isn't it? Let me call it boot. Because trunk is like the one of the elephant. So me, I'm going to call it boot. Because whatever was thrown does not look like an elephant. It was a boot. And we were just thrown there, 2 of us, for 6.5 hours. We prayed like never before. The first 15 minutes, the traffic we had sent in heaven, I'm telling you, those prayers, even if I don't pray any more prayer, that was enough. Then 1 hour, we kept praying. 2 hours, we were just praying. The third hour, our faith became weak. The fourth hour, we started now arranging our funeral. And the sixth hour now, I started now saying goodbye to the world. I started confessing my sins. The sins that I have wronged my wife, I have wronged my pastors, I have wronged my children. I started confessing sin. The sin that I have wronged my mother, I started confessing. Man, we are sinners. Sins, we are just coming, evangelists. The sins I saw in that car boot. Only by grace we shall enter.
Oh,
I'm telling you, Dallas, only by grace we shall enter.
That's right.
I never, in fact, I asked the Lord, then what have you saved? Because sins, we are just coming. I knew I will not enter to heaven. And I said, God, if you save me from this ordeal, I will love you with all of my heart and with all of my mind. I slept and I saw a priest laying hand wreath on my funeral flowers. And I knew that's it. When I woke up from that trance of about 5 minutes, I touched my neighbor and I said, we are not going to die like dogs here. We have refused to die like dogs. We held hands and we said, we are not praying for only one, the prayer of escape. Did God remove Peter from prison and a heavy guard? We are also coming out of this ordeal. Tell your neighbor, he is not in the car boot. Am I in the car boot?
No.
Eh? God saved me from that car boot. We said we are going to, by the way, after we finished praying, the car boot opened. When it opened, we said we are jumping. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I told my friend, when we are jumping, when you hear me saying, Holy Spirit, don't even wait for the tea. You need to be in the air quickly. Did you do hope, skip, and jump? He said, yes. Now, forget the hope and the skip. Praise God. We found ourselves, we were arrested in Kabete. We found ourselves in Isiri. Where they were taking us, we don't know. Their mission was aborted. There are some missions that will be aborted in this conference.
Amen.
I say there are some missions that shall be aborted in this conference. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If you don't have any mission, I want you to know that the devil has got missions and we must abort them.
Amen.
By faith.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. I say in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Every year in August, I celebrate my birthday of jumping from the car boot. You will have some birthdays to celebrate, anniversaries to celebrate,
yes,
because God is bringing deliverance. We say the horse is prepared for the battle,
yes,
but deliverance comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Yet your faith must be seen. Jesus commented on the four people, and they said, I have never seen such faith. He saw their faith, and he spoke. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you love me?
Yes.
In Luke 17, there were 10 lepers. 10?
Lepers.
Luke 17, 10 lepers. The Bible says they had to shout to Jesus from a distance. Jesus! Jesus! He did not hear. Jesus, Son of David, because that's all what they know. They did not know him as Son of God, because the book of Luke shows the humanity of Jesus. I went to Bible school. Praise God. It shows the humanity of Jesus Christ. That's why when you read the book of Luke, his genealogy is from Adam. Because Jesus was like us. 10 lepers. Jesus! And their lips would just fall down, because leprosy kills all you are. But they had voice to call. Let me tell you, the devil can attack you, but let him not attack your voice. Tell your neighbor,
I am not voiceless.
Hallelujah. Shake yourself and say,
I'm not voiceless.
That's why evangelists, you must stand up and go to the highest peak in Dallas, and like I do in London. I go in the highest hill and I start prophesying to London. That's why our church is called London Mission. I'm telling you, I stand there and I say, London, here God is visiting you this February. God is coming to you, London. Praise God. When I go there for 40 days, by the time I come down, London must hear the prophet. Praise the name. You must go on a high peak and speak to Dallas as Jesus would speak to Jerusalem.
Yes.
It is called to be charismatic. It's to do anything in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the name of, speak to Dallas and tell Dallas, you must hear me this time,
yes,
because I'm sent of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We speak to people before we speak to them to their ears. It is called prayer evangelism.
Yes.
That is, if we win it in the air, we are going to win it physically.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The problem is that we don't speak to issues on a high point. We speak them on the same level. Praise God. If you are going to speak to your singleness, move to a high point. Praise God. Start seeing great things. Hallelujah. Confession brings possession. Say, somebody say, confession brings possession. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Jesus did not even look at them. Do you know sometimes you can call Jesus and nothing is happening? Hallelujah. Tata, Siko. You are now a pastor. May the Lord forgive me. Praise God. You say, Jesus, Son of David, Have mercy on me, Jesus said. He looked at them. He did not look. He just said, go show yourself to your priest. Praise God. This Jesus, the other day we saw him healing people. Why is he just telling us to go and show ourselves to the priest? And Jesus moved away. Praise God. And they say, anyway, he has said it. It looked odd. It looked awkward. At this time of the year, No. It cannot be. With this money, it cannot be. Because Jesus said, go and show yourself. Because whatever God is going to do to you, it will be seen. It is going to be seen. Right. Praise God. Go show yourself to the priest. Amen. They must see what I'm doing. Yes. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, he healed my body, my goodness. Oh, he blessed me with a good business. Look what the Lord, go and show yourself. Yes. Praise God. After this conference, Jesus is saying, go and show yourself. Some of you have come from places whereby your relatives, they degrade you by the word they say. I looked at my stepsisters when I was growing up. I still know them and they're still broken, busted. Broken, busted. They were telling me, oh, you know your father did not marry your mother because I come from the second wife. Oh, your mother came here as a house girl. But nowadays I say, look what the Lord has done. Oh, the son of a house girl. Praise God. Go and show yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Growing up with my stepsister, you know, they said mean words on me. But I decided to hang on the cross of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Because nobody paid for the premium of Jesus Christ. He paid everything. Nobody was a shareholder of that cross. It belongs to Jesus.
Yes.
And when we go there, it's only by grace.
Yes.
Praise God. It is not by qualification. So quit saying, oh, I'm not learned. Even people who are learned, we remember we are learned when we ask for certificates. It is not by certificates. Praise the name. Did you hear what I'm trying to say? Praise God. You know, some people, they judge you by the car you drive, by the clothes you wear, by the address you live. That one is changing anyway. Praise God. Because he said, go and show yourself. God cannot send you to show yourself and there is nothing to show. Because no lepers would dare go before the priest with leprosy. So as far as Jesus is concerned, they were healed. Oh, the Bible tells me as they were going, they gained their healing. Because some of things may not happen now, but as you go in with the spirit of this conference, things will start happening. Shift will start changing. Money will start coming. Favor will... somebody just say amen. I'm saying favor will start coming. That's why when God calls you, he separates you from your relatives because they just know you as John. We must separate you so that when you go there, you are going there as somebody who is separated, blessed, and directed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is going to shoot you just like arrows are shot in the archer by the archer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Kikuyu, we say, Gainia to get yota. He has already, you know, flexed the bow to shoot you to your destination. Look at yourself. Yes, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Hallelujah. So start saying, oh, the history of my family, my level of education, the people I'm having, that is changing. Because when Jesus said, go show yourself, man, we must show ourselves.
Right.
When I was growing up, I loved stories. My big brother Joshua used to lead me stories, and my best story was Snow White. The Cinderella. Was it the girl that used to go in the mirror on the wall? Was that Snow White? Snow White, yes. Yeah, I love my story. Snow White. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, all these movies we see. We make movie. They are made from the stories. All the stories you used to read when you were young, they become movies and you don't know.
That's right.
Praise God. They become movies. So the girl would just go on the mirror somehow and the mirror would just speak to. Before the mirror speaks, she would speak to the mirror. Mirror on the wall. So when Jesus said, go show yourself, he will put a mirror. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, some people, they will be too proud not to look you. But God will say, put your face and see what I have done in her. Praise God.
That's right.
Yeah, some people, they are too proud to admit that God has blessed you. But God has blessed you.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I used to go and ask school fees from my auntie in Murango Kubwa in Isiri. And one day I went and I was sleeping at 6:30 in the morning. Young form one. And my auntie just came and slapped me. Pa, wake up! I said, why did you slap me? It's because I'm helping you, and when I'm helping you, I don't like people who are sleeping. And I said, this is the last time you are slapping me in my heart. And I said, it's the last time that somebody will slap my children. If my father was blessed, I could not have gone to be slapped. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because of that, I cried to God more than ever. I still remember that slap, but I've forgiven her. But if she tried to slap me, it will cost her a lot because I'm far from her. Praise God. May Jehovah take you far from your slapping.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, I still remember my first slap. Let it be the last. Let it be.
The last one.
And they saw God's word had power. Because when God says something, count it done.
Yeah.
There's no bargain.
Amen.
There is so higher. This man was serious. He didn't even look at us.
No.
I thought he's going to pour some olive oil on us.
Mm-hmm.
Or give us one of the bread that he had left. With you know, there was one disciple who was very good in collecting bread. He would collect and say, we have collected 14 basket or 7 basket. I thought he's going to give us one bread, and as we eat that bread, we'll be healed. Or he said, go and show yourself to them. And then one of them came back. You see, and fell before Jesus. I see you coming back a time like this next year.
Amen.
Falling here and saying, he has done it. I prophesy that you will come back here, fall down and say, he has done it. Let this not be just a religious gathering. Let it be your appointment and your destination with God.
Amen.
Praise God. If you believe that, put your hands together and celebrate your Jesus. In Psalms 37 verse 23, the Bible says that the steps of a righteous person, they are ordered by God. I want to say 4 things and then we close the meeting, because the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. And we can say many things here, but I just want to lift your faith. And tomorrow, we are here.
Amen.
If you can invite a friend, invite a friend.
Mm.
Praise God. And we are going to be blessed. I want to end by saying that faith, this whole thing called faith, we agreed that we are swinging our faith. We must know what we are singing. First of all, I said faith must be visible. Yes, okay? It must be visible. And anything that is visible, it is tangible. Faith, when you are taking a journey of faith and you are trusting God on something, let me tell you, God will never supply you information beforehand. So don't go before God and tell me, I want to know after this what would happen. The journey of faith is a journey of faith. The problem we have is that we want information beforehand. Beforehand. But God is saying, I'm not going to give information beforehand. In Genesis 12, the Lord commanded Abraham to come out of his people. If you are going to walk in the journey of faith, first of all, you must respond to the call. You must respond to the
call.
Evangelist Hilda has responded to the call to be a watchwoman here in Dallas. That is very definitive. It is very well defined. Unless you are blind, you should see that vision. Praise God. And I hear not many evangelists are in this city. Praise God. So you must respond to your call. And some of you, God has been speaking, but you are silent. Respond to your call. He responded to the call. And God, Bible says that God called Abraham and said, come out of your people. Because your people are hindrance. They can't be a hindrance. I've told you about my stepsisters. Lot followed Abraham. He became a thorn in the flesh. Because God had called Abraham alone. When God called Abraham, Abraham was married. So he went with Sarah. But his father also followed him. That's why by the time Abraham was arriving to the promised land, there was famine. Because too many people followed him. The name Terah means delay. So he was followed by delay. So you must watch who is following you. Maybe things are not happening around you because there are some people who are dragging you. They are little dragging you. And you know that very, very much. But you have got patience with them to offset what God is doing in your life. You must answer the call alone. Praise God.
Amen.
The Bible tells me that God told Abraham, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to make you a father of many nations. Evangelist Hilda, there are some things that God has spoken to you from time immemorial. And sometimes you have seen them slipping from your hands. But I want you to know that God is true to his call. It will come to pass. it will come to pass. And I'm saying this to Evangelist Hilda, but I'm speaking to every one of us. There are sometimes you just go, they are called near misses. You are just about to embrace your blessing. Then something just comes, and then you go back to square one. You are still in the plan of God. Mm. Praise God.
Amen.
As I say these things, I'm feeling a lot of peace. Mm. I am feeling a lot of peace. Maybe it's because of the worship we did here. I'm feeling a lot of peace, brethren, that we are to respond to the call. The Bible tells me that when Abraham answered to the call, because he left his people, and even the people that bothered him, he separated with Lot, and his father died. And he went and he made an altar to the Lord. But we are told that in Genesis chapter 15, God came to Abraham in a vision, and he said, Abraham, do not be afraid. Because I'm your shield and you are exceedingly great reward.
Yes.
So, because when God calls you, he will always continue assuring you. You know, God never changes. We change. And you say, oh, God forgot me. Where did you read in the Bible that God forgot you? In fact, there's a time that David said, oh, God came, but I never saw his footprints. You don't need God's footprints for you to know that he came. When he says he's going to bless you, he will bless you. So the first thing is the call. The second thing in Genesis chapter 15 is the way you commune with God. Your daily devotion. Because you must feed. You must feed a baby to grow. Faith must be fed. Because faith is not increased, it grows, isn't it? Faith is likened with the mustard seed. It has got the propensity of growing. Are you killing your faith? Are you retarding your faith? Or are you growing your faith? Praise God. That's why it is very important for us to have great faith for such a city. All we just need is 300 men of Gideon, and Daras will turn upside down.
That's
right. 300 men. Your assignment, Apostle Hilda, is to raise 300 people who believe in you and your God, and this city will never be the same again.
Amen.
Praise God. 300 people.
Hallelujah.
And with 300 people, we have got full-time workers who are working on the ministry. It shall come to pass.
Yes.
I prophesy it shall come to pass.
Amen.
Only then that the churches will stand. Amen?
Amen.
I say amen.
Amen.
And so Abraham, when God said that, walk before me and do not be afraid, it is because there are moments whereby we fear. And when you fear most, commune with God. May Jehovah give you the diet that will give you boldness. Fear is not an element of faith. No, you cannot exercise your faith with fear. Why was Abraham fearing? Abraham was fearing. I was telling somebody here, Mrs. Bitok, that all the time that Abraham was wavering, it was not because of Sarah. Sarah not a problem with the baby. It's Abraham. It is Abraham. Sarah was steady. Because when God called Abraham, Sarah followed Abraham. Praise God. But when God made covenant with God, even he also made covenant with Sarah. He said, walk before me because I'm your exceedingly great reward. And I'm your shield. May God shield you.
Amen.
May God shield your innocence.
Hallelujah.
There are some people who give up when just God is about to come. May you never give up.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Genesis 12, no child. Genesis 15, no child. God is still assuring his man. Amen. I say amen.
Amen.
And in this chapter 15, the Bible says that Abraham was telling God, my servant Eliezer will inherit me. Because you know, whoever I will bless, it will be from your loin. There are some people who serve us. Let me dwell on this a bit. There are some people who serve us, and they think they are doing us any favor. God has blessed them to bless us, but they want us to worship them. There is no way a servant will be a son. Evangelist Hilda, there are some people who will come here and they will bless you. Don't worship them. Just tell them a simple thank you and move on. Praise God.
Amen.
Eliezer was a good servant, but he was not going to be the son. The problem is that we bring suggestions before God, contrary to what God has spoken.
That's right.
God does not shift his foundation. Mm. His foundation is solemnly clear.
Mm.
Praise God.
Amen.
Solemnly clear. Mm. And the Bible says that he that mentioned his name must depart from iniquity.
Amen.
Must depart from iniquity. Iniquity can make your faith weak and die. I pray that may God keep you pure and holy.
Amen.
In Jude The Bible says that he can keep you from stumbling. Mm. Praise God.
Amen.
Keep you from stumbling even as a minister. Mm. One of the things I pray for God is to give me the wisdom not to stumble. Mm. Because so many people are looking on me. And I pray that you will not stumble. Mm. Because your faith is going to take you places. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 17. Mm. Two people have been removed now. Your relatives have been removed. The people who serve you, like Eliezer, God is telling you, remove them also. Praise God. It's me alone. To God be all the glory. Your people should not get the glory. The people who serve you should not get the glory. Hallelujah. The problem is not when things are not happening. The problem is we have is when things start happening. That is when we come with so many ideas. And God is wondering, what is wrong with these people? I have blessed them, now they are blessing. The blessing has become a problem to them. Baraka zinaondoa watu wengi sana kwa Mungu. Pride comes in. Anger comes in. Unforgiveness comes in. Some human comparison. We start now comparing ourselves. Paul said, we don't compare ourselves with the standards of this world. And this is where the church needs to grow. We need to discard that baby consciously. Paul said, when I was a baby, a child, I used to think like a child. I used to do things like a child, but now I'm a man.
Yes.
I have discarded the babiness from me. The babiness was still following him even when I was a man. He was a man. May Jehovah mature your faith.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So that you may start seeing things as you see them. So Eliezer is out of the equation, because if God is going to bless you, that servant must come out of the equation. Praise God. In Genesis 17, Abraham is 99 years old without any child. The Bible says in verse number 17, Genesis 17, verse number 17, God spoke to Abraham and he laughed to hear that Sarah will conceive. Both Abraham and Sarah, they laughed. God did not ask Abraham, why did you laugh? But when Sarah laughed, God asked Sarah. Does God have a variation of change, shadow of turning? No. He measures us the same. The laughter that Abraham laughed was a laughter of doubt. But the laughter that Sarah laughed was a laughter of joy. Praise God. Women can laugh, and it was a prolonged laughter. Praise God. But she never said anything. But Abraham said something. Sarah laughed because she said she heard what God has said. In fact, she eavesdropped because God was not speaking to Sarah. He was speaking to Abraham, but she laughed. And he's telling Abraham, actually God was rebuking Abraham and saying, Sarah has laughed. And Sarah thought that God is going to ask her. No, Sarah, God was actually commending Sarah because her laughter brought forth the name of the son, Isaac.
Amen.
Isaac means laughter.
That's right.
Praise God. And I say that your laughter shall be prolonged.
Amen.
Your laughter shall be different.
Yes.
Your laughter shall be prophetic.
Hallelujah.
Your laughter shall be timely.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Did you know God never rebuked Sarah because of laughing? Because her laughter was genuine.
Yes.
I say you're going to laugh genuinely.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
May Jehovah put laughter in your mouth.
Amen.
The Bible says that out of the mouth of babies, I have ordained my praises.
Yes.
Laughter.
Amen.
Praise God. You've suffered along. You've stumbled along. You have maybe even been criticized along this journey. But it's your time for you to laugh.
Amen.
Some of you are going to laugh all the way to the aisle. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Right.
Pastor Anthony, will you come to my wedding? Why should I fail to come to such a wedding? Everything will stop.
Amen.
And I will find yourself there.
Amen.
Myself there.
Amen.
Suited and booted. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
She laughed. And God said, Abraham and Sarah, I want to make a covenant with you. From call to communion, praise God,
Amen.
To covenant. And when God makes a covenant with you, he changes your name.
Mm.
He changed the name of Abraham in chapter 17, from Abram to Abraham.
Mm.
From Sarai to Sarah.
Mm.
Both of them he put H from the word Yahweh.
Mm.
Praise God.
Amen.
When I married my wife, her name changed.
Mm.
Caroline Bogwa to Caroline Kemani. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. May your
Amen.
Name change in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Now, you joke with her. You are joking with my name.
Mm.
Praise God.
Amen.
When you make a covenant with God, if the devil jokes with you, he's now joking with God.
That's right.
When you make a covenant, Whatever you ask by my name, that's what Jesus said. I will answer. By my, not your name, by my Kemani alone. If I ask God anything by my name, I will not get anywhere. But if I'm asking through his name, which I bear, praise God, Christ in me, the hope of all glory. Christ in me, the hope of all glory. When I ask anything in his name, because we are in covenant, he will do it. My wife does not need permission granted to enter into my wallet. She doesn't. She say, Papa. And that's when I know something had happened. I was in your pocket and I removed about 50 bucks. I say, oh, but I can't do anything. Praise God. Because mine is hers and hers is mine.
That's right.
Oh, somebody is not getting the revelation here. I'm saying you are not alone, Daras.
That's right.
You are not. You are in covenant with the Almighty God.
Amen.
You can tap in his wealth.
Yes.
When the Bible says that cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. Because you are in covenant in him, you can swing your faith.
Amen.
And get what you desire. Because on the basis, you are now tabling the covenant. You are saying, God, it is written. This is your signature.
That's right.
Hallelujah. When my wife is calling herself Mrs. Kemani, I must be out of my mind to deny her. Because I did it publicly. Praise God. And I don't, you did not get saved in the darkness. You did it publicly, and the devil must know that. The devil must know that you are not a person of darkness. You did it in the right. Praise God. Do you know where the Bible, where your name is? Some of our names, they are in passport, isn't it? And IDs. Do you have IDs here? Maybe. Driving license. Yeah, it's very big here. Your name is in the palm of God. You don't need to remind God, I've come. It's Evangelist Hilda. What is wrong with Evangelist Hilda? I know her. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise. So you don't have to remind God. All I tell God, it's number 4 on your palm. Praise God.
Amen.
I don't know what is your number. Maybe number 7. Oh, you don't need even to say, I live in this address. He knows. He's the one who gave you that address. Are you forgetting? Praise God. He knows. So you just, God, in your palm, add this list. Ask your neighbor, where is your name? In his palm. Praise God. Like this. Somewhere. We just need to tell the devil. Some of the devils we rebuke. We need to spare that energy. Because you are in his palm. Full stop. In his palm. Lastly, in Genesis chapter 18, the Bible says, God came. Genesis 12, God spoke. Genesis 15, God spoke. Don't fear. Genesis 17, God gave him a covenant. Genesis 18, the story changed. And now, when the story changes, that is where everybody wants to. Because all this time, God was just speaking to Abraham. Because God speaks. Isn't it?
Right.
I told you that man who was actually there, when he saw their faith, he spoke. God has been speaking. Hallelujah. But in Genesis chapter 18, God told Abraham, a time like this, next year. Hallelujah. This is where I love it. A time like this, next year. It is not too long to wait. Let me tell you, when I was told that I'm going to naturalize in 1 year time. No. You naturalize and then you're told after 1 year you're going to be a citizen. I put a calendar there every month, January down, February down, March down. And then there's a rule there that you can naturalize 30 days before. I went for that 30 days before. I did not. Let me tell you, my mother took me to school. Praise God. And the devil fears me. Praise God. 30 days before I was there. And my family. Praise God. Because if I had died in that car boot, my wife would be deported. But now that I've got a chance, I say 30 days I'm going. Some of you are going to get it 30 days before.
Amen.
30 days before. Not after. 30 days before.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. May Jehovah open you to understand the law of this land.
Amen.
That the law of this land will help you facilitate in preaching the gospel.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because the law of this land will change to your favor.
Amen.
Today, Obama signed a document with Uhuru Kenyatta in Kenya to say that all Kenyans now can apply for 5 years visa. It has been only 1 year, 1 year, but now it is. They can apply for 5 years. Yes. Tell your relatives, God is blessing them through your prayers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's your prayers.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May the law of this country change to your favor. Story change, he said, next year, a time like this, what is God trying to tell Abraham? I am consistent. I am consistent. As Evangelist Hilda, God is consistent in blessing this ministry.
Amen.
Human beings are inconsistent, but God is consistent.
Yes.
And it's that high level of faith that we need to embrace. The consistency of God. God is constant. God is immutable. He does not change by any fleeting of shadow. Whatever he says, the Bible says, in belief that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Is your faith lifted up?
Yes.
And what God was reading here, the first calling, God asked Abraham, get rid of your relatives. The second one, get rid of your servant mentality. Servant mentality. You must start thinking like a son. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Third one, he was told, get rid of your doubt. The final one, I was told now, get rid of your hopelessness. And that is the theme of this conference. In Romans 4:18, against all hope, Abraham believed.
Amen.
Get rid of hopelessness. I want us to stand up with our feet. Get rid of hopelessness. Lift up your both hands. And I want us to decree and declare that your faith is now. Your hope is coming.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I give you glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, I give you glory.
Yes.
Lord, I give you glory.
Oh, yes.
Lord, I give you glory.
Thank
you, Jesus. The Bible says that he dared against all hope. He dared to trust the Lord,
yes,
who was only his God. He had no reason to hope, but he had to hope and decree and declare that I'm going to follow the God who called me from Ur of Chaldean. The Bible says in verse number 18, against all odds, Abraham's hope grew into full-fledged faith that he would turn out to be the father of many nations, just as God had promised. The problem is not on God's side. The problem is we doubt what God has said concerning us. And the moment we doubt, God cannot activate the cord. He cannot activate the cord because we are doubting what he has been. He has said, God is consistent. God is consistent. He told him, a time like this, Abraham, we have waited for 99, until you are 99 years. I called you when you are 75, and you had trusted me all these years. For 24 years, you have waited upon my promises. A time like this, Abraham, the Bible says that against all hopelessness, there is a lot of discouragement. There is a lot of despair. There is a lot of hopelessness around the world. There is a lot of the devil speaking to our mind and telling us that we have missed our time. But I declare that what God has spoken, we are going to embrace it. Oh God, the Bible says that what can make a young man pure by only hiding the word of the Lord. I decree that the word of the Lord shall be our savior. I decree that atmosphere is changing and shifting in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that our hope is getting stronger in the mighty name of Jesus. Our hope is getting stronger in the name of Jesus Christ. Our hope is getting stronger in the mighty name of Jesus. Our hope is getting stronger in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare you are stronger than the devil. I decree and declare you are stronger than the devil. I decree and declare you are stronger than the devil. I decree and declare you are stronger than the devil. I decree and declare you are stronger than the devil. Somebody move around, mighty name of Jesus. Move around. Decree and prophesy upon yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. Prophesy upon yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. Prophesy upon yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. Prophesy upon yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. Prophesy upon yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. Reba shandara baba yande boboko senta. Repa shayande boboko zeria. Reba shara yande boboko zeria. Rema shandara baba yande boboko zeria. Repa shanda baba yande boboko zeria. Repa shayande boboko zeria. Lord, we decree that
that Dara shall never be the same again. We decree that Dara shall hear the word of the Lord. We are swinging our faith upon Father, Lord of glory, the Christian of this city. We are swinging our faith, Father, upon the leaders of this city. We are swinging our faith, Father, Lord of glory, upon the couples in this city. We are swinging our faith, Father, Lord of glory, among the people of our community who have refused from coming to the church, oh God. We are swinging our faith that they are coming in the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, the Lord is telling me we should call those things that are not to be. Makarabayande bobo kozeria. We should call those things that are not to be. We should call those things that are not to be. We should not call those things that are not to be. We decree and declare, Father, Lord of glory, Dara shall be healed, oh God. We decree and declare, Father, Lord, oh God, Dara, oh God, you're going to raise giftings, oh God. We decree and declare, Father, Lord of glory, this city, Lord God, shall not be known, oh God, as a city that has got big things but small faith, oh God. We refuse that in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare that, Dallas, you are not going to kill your prophet. Dallas, you are not going to kill your prophet. Dallas, you are not going to kill your prophet. Dallas, you are not going to kill your prophet. Dallas, you are not going to kill your prophet. Dallas, you are not going to kill your prophet. We decree that any despair that any man of God is having, it is going to shift and change, oh God, because we are swinging our faith on their behalf. We are swinging their faith on our faith on their behalf. We are swinging our faith on behalf of their children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare, oh God, a revival is coming in this city. 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 A revival of righteousness. A revival of the fear of the Lord. A revival of salvation. A revival of victory. A revival of joy. A revival is coming here, oh God. Our work is not in vain, oh God. Our prayer is not in vain, oh God. Our salvation is not in vain, oh God. Reba Shanda Baba Yande Bobo Bokozelia. We decree that every barrenness, it is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Every barrenness is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Every barrenness is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Every barrenness, oh God, is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Every barrenness is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Our heart shall receive our miracles. Our body shall receive our miracles. Our pocket shall receive our miracles. Our home shall receive our miracles. Our bank account shall receive our miracles. Our ears shall receive our miracle. Ah, my God, I decree our dream shall come to pass. Our vision shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Reba Shanda Baba Yande Bobo Koseria. Reba Mama Yande Bobo Kosata Yande Bobo Koseria. Oh Lord, I give you glory. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to pray. I want you to pray. I want you to pray on every spirit of relatives that have been trying to curse you. Every spirit of relatives that have been speaking mean words against you. Every spirit of your relatives that have just been demeaning you. Every spirit of relatives that they don't even recognize what God is doing in your life. Oh, they have been saying, what has he been doing in America? What has he been doing in Dallas? What has he been doing in that business? People curse you unknowingly. My God, I decree and declare, every work of the false prophets, every work of false evil, makerebo seti and debobo kozeri.